views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out sick today. We wish her the very best. In the studio with me right now is everybody's favorite guy with the cowboy hat, Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, PJ. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's not very sunny outside, but
it isn't.
You know, it's always Sonny's in studio on Friday mornings.
Absolutely, because there's barbecue being discussed, so... All right, you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I heard you got to take on Kazoo with a lightsaber.
Yeah, got the crew at the Wahoos team reached out and said, hey, we got an interesting idea for you. Would you be willing to lightsaber battle with Kazoo on the field? And I said, yes, sign me up. I would love to do that. So it was a good time. So out there, I think we did in the middle of the fourth inning and had a little lightsaber battle, and I think Kazoo won. I don't know. It's a draw. We'll call it a draw. We'll call it a draw.
It was a draw.
Until next year, Kazoo. Until next year, we shall determine who is the winner.
Awesome. So what do you have coming up this weekend?
Yeah, Fiesta weekend. So got the Fiesta parade tonight and all the festivities that go on with that. Wednesday night, went downtown to the surrender of the city. So that was a great time down at Seville Quarter. And Jack and Buck, always the wonderful hosts that they are there. So it was a great party, good time, and Brent was there, and the sheriff, and the new police chief, and Mama San, all the folks, and turned over the city to Don Tristan de Luna. So,
all right.
Yeah, it was a good time. So,
for people that haven't been there before, but maybe were thinking about it, what is that experience like?
You know, it's really just a big old party, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's a big party, a little nod to the historical facts of the city, you know, and so... is a fun event. So it was a good time, little food, and a lot of shaking hands and talking to folks. So
awesome. Yeah. What else do you have coming up this weekend?
We also have the Florida Power and Light Touch a Truck event. So that is going to be at the FPL building down there on 9th Avenue, just north of the Memorial Park there. So if you're familiar with where the Memorial Park is, actually, though, we had a wonderful Memorial service. Yeah, on the Sunday before Memorial Day. They actually had a wonderful service there honoring the fallen, and that was a great event. So moving. I don't know how you hear the 21-gun salute and the ringing of the bell, and you don't get chills. So definitely remember all the folks. And, every day, right? That's part of being an American. But the FPL building there will all be in the parking lot. Sheriffs will be out there. Last year the SWAT team was out there, had their big SWAT truck. Fire department, all the FPL boom trucks and drones and all the crazy equipment they use to keep our power grid up. So it was fun last year, so it's going to be another great event. I think there's a little chance of rain, but it's going to be 9-2.
Yeah.
And they're thinking it's looking a little bit better than they were thinking earlier in the week. So
that's good.
It's a good I want to say prognosis, because it's not medical. good weather report. Good weather report. We'll get it right.
Good outlook. So Sonny's will be there as well.
Sonny's will be there. We're doing free meals. You know, for the first 500 folks, there'll be a little Chick-fil-A there for breakfast for the folks that come out early. Mm-hmm. You know, so free meal and just great experience. Bring the kids. They'll have a good time, I promise.
All right, nice. And unless there's something else going on this weekend, we have Father's Day coming up.
Father's Day is coming up in a few weeks, so I don't remember the exact date on that, but second weekend in June, usually.
I believe it's the 21st.
21st, third week?
I believe
week?
So, yeah, the third.
Oh, I need to get those
kind of feels straight. Later this year.
You know, it's going to be here before you know it. It'll be feel like 3 days.
Quickly,
so.
Anyway.
I can't believe we're halfway through the year already. That's pretty crazy. It's flown by, so... But, we do have four locations here in the News Radio area. So when you're thinking about where you need to take Dad for that Father's Day lunch or dinner, think of your Sonny's Barbecue location. You know, we say if it's not smoking out front, it's not Sonny's out back. And come and see us and treat Dad to a delicious smoked meal. He's going to enjoy that for sure. So
you can pick up a gift card for Dad. You can take
him
there directly.
Pick up the gift card as well, yep. Yeah, but grab a couple of bottles of sauces. We do sell sauces retail, you know, so if you want to, you know, I guess it's not stocking stuffers because we'd say that at Christmas, but, you know, yeah, to add it to the gift, a little sweet sauce or sizzling, whichever his favorite is. So you can definitely add that to Dad's gift basket. So.
Yeah. To my wife, if you're listening, I'll take it.
You got to sneak it in there, buddy.
So let's talk about those locations.
Yeah. So the four locations. So we have our Pace, Florida location on Highway 90, about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, just south of Creighton Road. If you're familiar with the airport runway there where the firehouse is, we're kind of tucked back behind the auto zone. Nice, quaint location, great front porch if you want to sit outside. But we also do have a banquet room there, so we can host up to 40. Having a lot of graduation parties, a lot of folks coming out for graduation dinners, a lot of, you know, 8 to 10, 15, you know, people parties, so we can accommodate those. Actually, a couple ladies that graduated high school with me were in there with their kid who's graduating, Stephanie and Natalie Slay. So got to hang out with them for a few minutes and catch up. They missed a high school reunion, so we had a little mini reunion at Sunny's. So
nice.
You know, but a lot of the graduations going on, family's still going out this weekend, and so definitely think of that. We do have the banquet rooms available, so at the 9th Avenue location can host up to 40. If you're about throwing a bigger party, and then our Navy Boulevard location can host up to 75.
All right, and so, we were actually just at the Pine, I call it Pine Forest, I know, yeah, it's Shelley Road, but yeah. My wife got me some Sunnies for Christmas, and so I finally got to use my gift card, had a great experience. There, so kudos to the staff at the Shelley Road location.
Good deal. Yeah, I was just over there yesterday and chatting with those folks about something big we got coming up. We got a Favor House Roundup coming up towards the end of June. I'll have to look up that date, but it's a fun event. So
I think that one's June 23rd.
June 23rd.
Yeah, because Kat was talking about it. So
we'll get there. Yeah, we'll be out there doing a little barbecue, and it'll be a good time. It's always a fun event, so
yeah,
it's a cool one. So excited to be doing that, and we'll be doing all the barbecue for that event this year. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and let's see here. And then we have the Navy Boulevard location.
Oh,
we kind of talked about a little bit, but yep, it's about a mile north of NAS main gate there, kind of across from the Walmart there on Navy Boulevard. So check that one out. And like you said, PJ's over there off of Pine Forest on Shelley Road, just south of I-10. So we've got the four locations here in the local area and the news radio listenership areas, like we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we open every day at 10:45. So about an hour from now, you can go get you some slow smoke barbecue. Pitmasters are in there getting everything temped and prepped for the day. And so you can swing on in 10:45, get you a pulled pork sandwich or brisket sandwich. Yesterday was National Brisket Day.
Oh, it was.
National Brisket Day. So if you missed some brisket yesterday and you want to make up for it today, come see us at Sunny's.
Absolutely. It's good for 24 hours at least.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
48.
A little trick over it. Belated birthday, right?
That's
how does that work? It's like a belated brisket day.
Absolutely. So talk to me about July 4th. We were talking about July 4th, and you had an event in August as well.
Yeah. Event in August. Oh, yeah, the event in August. Yeah, July 4th is huge for catering, a lot of pickup orders, busy in the restaurants, people, you know, coming in to enjoy a good barbecue meal, because I don't know, this says America more than barbecue, right? I mean, if you're thinking about a cuisine style that fits the American brand, it's probably slow smoke barbecue. So,
I'd say.
You know,
yeah.
So those big holidays are definitely busy for us, Memorial Day, you know, Labor Day, 4th of July, Father's Day, those holidays are huge holidays for us. Busy in the restaurant, and we enjoy having everybody in to come share a good slow smoke barbecue meal with us. So,
and it's important to start thinking about that now.
Yeah.
Because if you wait till July 4th weekend, or you wait till Father's Day.
Yeah, and we can take your catering order at this point. You know, if you know you're going to be having a big party or something, you need to get something on the books and have an event catered or something along those lines, we can definitely take care of you, get that set up. You know, we can do, we like to say we do catering from, you know, 10 to 10,000. You know, so whether you're just doing a little pickup catering or you need our team to come out and serve it and, you know, do everything from setup to cleanup, we can definitely take care of you. So.
Mm-hmm. And so you have pickup, delivery, and setup. Those are kind of like your three.
Yeah, that's what we say. We let three ways we cater. So we do pickup catering. So if you just need to, you know, schedule a time to come pick it up, it's always your most economical way to do it. Starting out about $10 a meal, you're going to get your protein, three sides, all your paper products, and your drinks. So it's really a great deal, you know, to have a good slow smoke barbecue lunch with all the sidekicks and, yeah, enjoy a great great lunch or dinner, whichever you choose.
Absolutely.
We just catered lunch here for y'all here last week.
It was fantastic. They had some leftovers out there yesterday.
That's what I heard.
And David Wayne said, get in there now, otherwise you're not going to see any of it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I waited, and yeah, I didn't get any.
Yeah.
But I had the original round, so that was
good.
Yeah,
you had the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. So if you want to keep talking about the setup and
yeah, so,
stuff.
You know, anything, we actually have a wedding expo coming up here in a couple weeks at Sanders Beach, Coastal Weddings, Bride's Night Out Expo. So that'll be on Sunday in a couple weeks. And you can go to Bride's Night Out on Facebook. You'll be able to find that. I'm terrible with dates today. I need some notes. The numbers are not sticking in my head, but
that's okay.
That's always a great event. They do a great job, and it's a fun one down at Sanders Beach Sunday evening. It'll be like 4 to 7 is about the time that is. That, and very nominal entry fee for that, and there'll be a bunch of giveaways and door prizes and all kinds of things. So we'll be out there and serving up some sunnies, sampling some sunnies, and we do a bunch of wedding caterings, a lot of the barns and backyard weddings and a lot of those types of things, but we do everything. So we have, we can bring out the chafing dishes and fancy it up as fancy as you want it, or backyard barbecue it as much as you want to backyard barbecue it.
All right. And you did get a comment here on the text line. So I do want to point that out. Eldon Scott, our guest from Sonny's Barbecue, 437-1620. Janet says, shout out to Eldon attending our National Maritime Luncheon and joining local chapter Propeller Club.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Yeah, joined the Propeller Club. That was a great luncheon out on Friday night. Shout out to Miss Donna. She owns Live Oak Plantation out in Beulah. We do a bunch of catering out there for her. It's a beautiful venue. So if you're looking to somewhere to have a nice wedding or my first Sonny's catering that I actually did, started working with Sonny's, was there at her venue. And
oh,
it was
really?
A 50th birthday party. So it was pretty cool.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, did, you know, brisket and carved it there fresh for everyone. They had a cigar maker out there, and they were making cigars out under the oak trees.
Well, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, had all kind. Yeah, it was a really, really cool experience. So it was a lot of fun. So it was a great venue. So if you're looking for a venue, definitely check that one out. So tons of great venues in town, but that's a beautiful one for sure.
Okay, so next year I'm coming with you to that
there
one.
There we go. Check mark.
All right.
I'm always looking for a sidekick, PJ.
How much?
All the lifting and all the things that got to get done. But
are you going to put me to work?
Hey, yeah. I mean, you can eat too. I mean, you can eat, but we got to work.
Okay. So how much time do people need to call you, make sure that they have enough time in advance of their event?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can schedule things a year out in advance if we need to. 6 months, traditionally kind of, a hard set price on things. But for typical catering, we'd like to say for a pickup order, give us 24 hours notice. I mean, if it's 10,000 people, well, we might need a little more notice than that. But, 24 hours for a typical pickup order for, let's say 10 to 200 people is going to work. 48 hours for a delivery order. And then if you need to set up and serve, have a team come out and do the service for you, at least 72 hours, preferably a week, but at least 72 hours so we can get that staff to make sure we got all the folks set up and scheduled for coming out for your event and making sure everything's taken care of for you.
Okay. Yeah. We have about 10 minutes left. Do you want to do your giveaway?
Yeah, let's do a giveaway. We got 3 days left on the spring menu. So today, tomorrow, Sunday, and then it's going away. So y'all need to come get these peach cobbler egg rolls. I'm excited about the egg rolls that we got coming, but these peach cobbler egg rolls are going off the menu on Sundays. So
okay.
If you've not had them yet, come and get them. So we're going
to
go.
While I'm working on the winter information,
yep.
You can talk to me about the spring menu, maybe queue up the
summer
one.
The 437-1620, and the keyword is spring. So the fifth person to text in spring is going to win a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue. So it'd be great for dad or great for their grad, one or the other. And the fifth person to text in spring, the spring menu.
437-1620.
437-1620. Give it out again.
437-1620.
There we go. Do you ever dream about the number in your mind? Oh, there's the lights.
I just try to keep it straight between here and Cat Country.
Yeah,
I work over there,
one?
Too.
I got you. The spring menu, so the brisket grilled cheese is one of my longtime favorites. Even before I was working with Sonny's, that brisket grilled cheese was my go-to sandwich at Sonny's Barbecue. So that is delicious. Chopped brisket with queso, some cheddar cheese on our garlic bread, all toasted up. So if you've not had that sandwich yet, come in and grab that Golden Tender barbecue sandwich. Get some extra pickles on it if you're a pickle lover. The Hot Link mac and cheese, the cheese curds. So the cheese curds are going off the menu. Ron McNesby was in the restaurant the other day, and they were sharing some cheese curds, him and his friend. And I was telling them they were going off the menu in a few days, and they were a little disappointed. So if you love those cheese curds, come and get them. We got some other appetizers that we're going to be doing that I'm excited about. And so you should, you know, come get those if that's one of your favorites.
Okay, so Danny is our winner.
Congratulations, Danny.
So they get the gift card.
Got the gift card. Come on in. See front desk Tina.
Yep, she'll have it for you.
She'll have that ready for you. So it's actually up there ready now. She said sometimes people come in before I even get off the show. Once in a while.
They want their picture taken with the guy in the red fringe. So.
Hey, I'm always down for pictures. I don't dress up like this not to take pictures.
All right. So do you have any more that you want to mention about the menu?
Well, the spring menu, like I said, that's going away on Sunday. We're going to be kicking off the summer menu on Monday, and excited about that. We got some cool things that we're doing. So we got a cherry cola barbecue sauce that we're doing, and so that's something different. So a little bit, you know, we're doing cherry this summer. So the peach cobbler egg rolls are going away, but we're doing cherry cobbler egg rolls. So a little bit different spin on the fruit. Egg rolls for dessert. So
cherry sounds fantastic.
Excited about that. And a lot of people aren't fans of the peach for some reason. I don't understand that. Meg never understands it. That's, you know, the Georgia girl. But, you know, some people just aren't. So cherry is another good alternative. Some people just like cherries more than peaches for some reason. I like them both, obviously.
Obviously.
We're doing a brisket mac and cheese on the summer menu. So all these going to kick off on this coming Monday, June 1st. Mm-hmm. We are bringing back the tangy pork barbecue sauce, tangy vinegar barbecue pork sandwich. I'll get it right.
Oh, wow.
I'll get it right. So if you got like that vinegary based, you know, barbecue sauce, I know Kevin here at the station, he's a Carolina barbecue connoisseur.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
And so that's a good one. If you like that Carolina vinegar-style barbecue sauce, definitely check out that sandwich. That's going to be one of your favorites. The street corn salsa we're bringing back. So as an appetizer, we're doing house-made chips with the street corn salsa. That was a fan favorite last summer. And let's see here. What else? We're doing the cherry cola pork burnt end. So it's pork collar. It's going to be cubed up, and then it's going to be smoked back with and caramelized with that cherry cola barbecue sauce. So that's going to be a hit, I'm sure. So that's one I'm excited about as well. And let's see here. Said the cherry cobbler egg rolls, the brisket mac and cheese, the tangy vinegar barbecue chicken sandwich, and then we're also featuring our Sonny's Cuban. And so if you've not had our Sonny's Cuban, that's always on the menu, but it's going to be a feature this summer.
So tell me about the Cuban a little bit more. What's all on it?
So it's on our garlic bread, obviously, that delicious garlic bread that's nice golden brown toasted. Some of our sliced pork, some of our pulled pork, some pickles, some of the mustard sauce, and then some Swiss cheese. So definitely check that out.
Like
if you're looking for a traditional Cuban, it's not that. I'm not going to try to sell it as that, but it is a good barbecue spin on a delicious sandwich. So if you're looking for something a little different, not had that Sonny's Cuban sandwich, definitely check that one out.
All right. What would you pair up with it as a sidekick?
You know, we have so many awesome sidekicks. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the corn nuggets. My wife probably yell at me if I don't say those first. So the fried okra, the creamy mac and cheese, the barbecue beans that are so well known at Sonny's. So it gets all the leftover meats chopped up and all the goodness and then rebaked. It's so, the beans are so good. That's one of my go-tos. The coleslaw, delicious coleslaw, and then potato salad. So got some great sidekicks. Obviously, we have fries, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes. I'm trying to get through all of them while we're still on the air.
Absolutely.
And lots of sidekicks, lots of options.
One of the great things about having you cater is that you bring everything. So like the utensils and pretty much everything that they need, you're going to bring in as part of that catering order.
Yep. I was doing a catering for someone the other day, and they're like, oh, you brought plates. And I was like, yeah, it's like easy button. Like, we try to take care of everything for you that you don't have to worry about and make it nice and easy. You just place that order. We'll bring it out to you, have everything in pans, and, you know, bring your plates, silverware, plenty of food left over, catered something for Jeff Spinneyberger. Used to be a pastor in Gulf Breeze, kind of has started a leadership company now. So helping train people in leadership. And so did a little catering for them yesterday out at IHMC for AI Unleashed. You know, I had a little conference about AI. So that was interesting. Got to hear a little bit about that. And so they had some left over, and so they're able to donate that. So it was a big feast, and everybody enjoyed what they wanted. And then they donated it to, the REAP program, Reentry Alliance Program. So, yeah. So it was a great time yesterday, and yeah. So and we try to make it as simple as possible. So we include everything that you need. Can add on that banana pudding. A lot of times we don't bring the banana pudding. I know it's a peach cobbler house over here at ADX. You got to bring the peach cobbler.
Yeah, we love the peach cobbler.
Yeah, y'all are big fans of the peach cobbler and green beans for Miss Tasca. She gets mad at me when I don't bring the green beans. So.
So you also customize the menu. You help people with dietary restrictions.
We do. You know, we can do salads. There's different things we can do. We really try to meet, you know, requests for the customers. You know, you understand when you're feeding a lot of people, sometimes there's a few folks that have dietary restrictions. So we try to accommodate those as much as possible. Just need to communicate those ahead of time. That way we can plan for that and meet those needs. So,
all right. Let's talk about the app quick.
Got to talk about the app. Do you want all the free barbecue that you want? Maybe not all the free barbecue you want. But you don't want to miss out on the free barbecue.
I have it every day.
So you can, if you're not a member of the app yet, you can definitely go to sunniesbbq.com. It'll navigate you there to the rewards section. You're going to get 100 points just for joining. So you're going to get 100 points just for joining and downloading the app. You can go to your Google Play Store, your Apple iPhone Store, to get the app directly from those. But that's how you're going to get all the notifications of the specials, the deals, the buy one, get one free, is all the different things that we have going on throughout the year. And you're going to collect those rewards points so you can get more free barbecue. We have some great specials that we do all the time, every day. You don't have to have, not every day. We do every week. I'll get that right. Every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. You don't need the app for that. So all the local stores honor that deal. So kids get a free kids meal under 12 with a purchase of an adult entree. And then every Monday, we do buy one, get one free pulled pork or sliced pork sandwiches. So you can come through the drive-thru, and that is through the drive-thru, and take advantage of that great deal.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, and once again, Father's Day is coming up, so get those gift cards.
Get those gift cards, grab a bottle of sauce, plan to come and have dinner, and we'd love to host you. You got those grads still having those parties and need to do a little get-together, you can give us a call ahead, and we can have the table ready for you. Try to accommodate the size of your party, the banquet's room available, or whatever it might be. We'd love to host you and take care of you.
All right. We have about 10 seconds left. How do they get a hold of you?
It always goes by so fast.
It does.
You can give me a call, 850-418-3331. That's my cell phone. You can go to sunniesbbq.com for all the menus and all the great things. And then if you're looking for catering specifically, sunniescatering.com. You can look at some of our options there. We'd love to host you, serve you up some good slow smoke barbecue with Southern hospitality.
Eldon Scott, Sunny's Barbecue. Thanks for joining us.
All right, PJ. Thank you.